Chapter 8. Why bother repairing the fence after the sheep are already lost? Once there was a shepherd who lived at the edge of a Chinese village. He was not so bright, but his kind neighbor, a carpenter, was always willing to help him. The shepherd had 12 sheep, and he counted them twice a day, once in the morning when he took them out to pasture, and once in the afternoon when he brought them home. One morning, he was surprised to find that there were only 11 sheep. He went to ask his neighbor, "Did you happen to see anyone sneak into the pen last night to steal one of my sheep?" "No way," said the carpenter. "We are a small village where no one ever locks a door. Did you check the fence to see if it's broken anywhere?" The shepherd just wanted to find his lost sheep and didn't think checking the fence would do any good. The next morning, he discovered that another sheep was gone. When it happened again on the third day, he told his friend that he would ask other villagers if they saw anything. That's when the carpenter offered to come take a look at the fence. As they went into the pen, the carpenter noticed right away that there were some unusual tracks on the ground. After a moment of thought, he gasped, "Oh my God, these are wolf tracks!" Then he noticed a few broken slats on the fence. But the hole didn't look big enough for a wolf to get through. As he got closer, though, he saw that a big hole was dug in the ground below the broken slats. "Wow," he exclaimed, "this wolf is really sneaky." It made the hole in the fence so small that people wouldn't see it. Thinking that the wolf may return again that night, the two of them repaired the fence that very day. While they were at it, they extended the fence deeper into the ground so the wolf couldn't sneak into the pen anymore. Having learned the lesson the hard way, the shepherd promised himself that he would always listen to his friend's advice the first time around.